There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, let's dance. Here we go. Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Loaded show here on a Friday. Plenty of college basketball. Throwing some NBA and NHL today as well on the show. Bruce Marshall in 2 hours. Been damn hot in the tournament.
Bruce,
professional handicapper. And Doug Gottlieb back into the show today. We'll get his thoughts on tonight's games. And is Coach K going to win the whole thing? Is that where we're at today, Paulie?
Yep.
And
going to work out.
Has the writing been on the wall since he announced his retirement? And this is going to be the swan song. And look, I mean, 14-1 was available on Duke yesterday to win the whole thing. 14-1. And now look at how this is shaping up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Gonzaga goes down last night.
It's right there for him. Not only that, they might face Carolina for the right to go to the title game. I mean, it's all right there, right? You're right. The writing is on the wall.
At the risk of potentially getting assaulted down the line, because I know people hate these two teams, I would take Duke North Carolina in the Final Four.
Okay. Interesting.
Financially speaking, that would be a wonderful result for me,
yeah,
for various bets that I've made. But also,
I'd love to see St. Pete's win the whole damn thing.
Well, so,
I mean,
sign me up.
Blow
I take that too.
Blow this thing up. Just blow it up. We have a great job. I love my life. They take care of us here. Although we are underpaid once I saw the Troy Aikman contract. But warning, I love you all. Here comes a tidal wave of negativity. It's never going to happen for Gonzaga. It's just not going to happen.
No, I gave up last year.
It's just,
yeah.
Oh, man.
I love the program. I love what he's done there. I mean, it's a true underdog story.
Oh, it's incredible. Everyone should root for him. They did the impossible. 200,000 people live in Spokane.
Yeah.
They became one of the biggest programs in the sport.
Took it over.
Everyone's, that was cute, that's funny, you're a 12 seed, you won a couple games.
Yeah.
Now they're a 1 seed almost every year or a 2 seed,
this is,
and they're on ESPN whenever they want, and they play anybody, anytime, any place, and they usually win, and then, you know, problems occur in March.
It's a quarter of a century now, Paul.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's how long we're talking.
It's an unbelievable program, right?
Yeah,
and they,
really
they get NBA players year in, year out, and they might have a number one pick again.
Okay, so it goes back to last year. Now, everything was correct about Gonzaga last year, right? The numbers, the metrics, their power rating, it was all spot on. You want to know why? It's because if you go back and look at their preseason or the non-conference games, it was middle of the pandemic still. They played any team, anywhere, anytime, and I got news for you. They murdered every single one of them. Killed every team in their way, and they were never close, and they were scoring 100 points, and these are good teams we're talking about. Their schedule was peppered with awesome teams across the country. And then they got to the national title game, and they played a bully and a physical team, and I'm just like, whoa.
Well,
if they just ran the table going into the national title game and they beat everybody up, they can't handle Baylor? I'm like, okay, I don't think they're ever going to do it.
Well, that was one of the few times where the best team won. And that's the good and the bad with college basketball. The good is you can get a St. Peter's, you can get a Oral Roberts, Summit come out of nowhere, a Loyola Chicago. Great story. But the bad part about this and this format is the best team rarely wins.
Rarely, if ever.
And a lot of times there's so many ups. I mean, look at this. We got Gonzaga and Arizona went 0-6 ATS in the tournament. We are down to 1-1 seed. Imagine if Kansas gets beat tonight. Another thing, Purdue's live to go to the championship game. Purdue stinks. I'm sorry. Purdue might go to the finals. That's not a good team.
Yeah, they have great talent. I don't think they're a great team.
No. A lot of help from the officials. You think, how good is Purdue? They might go to the championship game. Mm-hmm. So it's just, but again, you think you'd come out on fire because you just survived the scare and you had the pep talk at halftime by Timmy, and Musselman's an excellent coach. But then again, Timmy has no help. It was a great game plan, but Nebhard goes 2 of 11. He can't make a shot. They have 9 turnovers in the first half. They're 5 of 21 from 3. No one could make a damn shot.
No, they missed everything. And their guards never stepped up last night. And again, that's part of the reason why I never really bought into this team. And I didn't think they were going to go down last night. In fact, you asked me, could we see a blowout tonight? I said, yeah, probably against Arkansas. I can see that happening. I did not see them losing that game, but I did not have Gonzaga winning the national title this year. I thought like KenPom had them 5 points better than any team in the country. I'm like, that's for a long time. Right. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second here. That can't be right.
Well, how about Monday? The field was only minus 260 on the no. Take the no against Gonzaga. It was only 260.
Yeah, I was really deep down personally hoping for a rematch of Duke-Gonzaga.
That'd been great.
Because there's absolutely no doubt. Well, first of all, Gonzaga would have been favored. They probably, right now I'm looking at the board, Duke is laying 4 against Arkansas. I'm guessing the number would have been around there. I could be wrong on that, but Gonzaga probably would have been about a 4-point favorite against Duke. Everything would have been on Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ashamed that we did not get that matchup again.
It's too bad. It's unfortunate.
It is.
It's just they just can't do it. You know, and they probably were going to lose anyways. But my God, with the officiating. I mean, what happened against Collins in the title game against North Carolina? They cannot get this block charge right.
No, not this. They got it right one time last night, and it was late in the game. It's when that defender for Arkansas, he slides in on every play like Chris Collinsworth coming in on Sunday Night Football, right?
Yeah. And the last two fouls on Holmgren were egregious.
I hated both of them.
It's just so bad.
Hated
it's
both
like,
of
you're
them.
Putting a guy out of the game there.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And Paul, let's be honest here. They make those two calls, and they missed an Arkansas player. He's 3 feet out of bounds.
Yep.
I mean, his ankle
three.
Is... His ankle...
9, 10. I mean, that was...
His ankle, we talked about best movie endings ever.
Yeah.
His ankle looked like Kaiser Sose.
Yeah.
You could see that from row 35.
Yeah.
And he's out of bounds by this far, and they kick it out, and it's a made 3.
Yep.
How do you miss that?
Yep. I will say this, though. You can't give away fouls, though, and you can't be stupid. I believe it was his first foul. What's he doing on that first one? You're a 7-footer, and he tried to draw the charge, and he's like sideways.
Yeah.
The guy's coming right into you. Put your hand up.
Oh, is that when he was charging at him, though? And he threw his arm, into him?
No, the first half, Arkansas guy's going to the basket. Right, the first foul that Holmgren had. I can't remember who the play-by-play guy was, or the color guy. He goes, you're 7 feet tall. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And he's sideways.
Yeah.
So you gave one away there, and it came back to bite you. But, you know, you look at this now. Gonzaga as a 1 seed. Lost in the Sweet 16 last night. Lost in the title game last year. 2019, lost in the Elite Eight. 2017, lost to Carolina in the title game. 2013, lost round of 32. Also, bad luck. That was the year Wichita made their run and couldn't miss a 3 in the second round. But you have to. He's a nice guy. You got to rip Mark Few. Come on, of course. Come on. Win one of these one time.
Now, it's very difficult to win a national championship. It really is. And Coach K is going for his 6th. And I know people, and I've ripped him 1,000 times. And I could break down many examples from last night. But he was really good in the second half. Went to that 2-3 zone. That changed it for a couple of minutes until Adams took a timeout. They adjusted, whatever. But also, like, the talent took over on the court last night. Like, they couldn't miss. He has 5. Bill Self has 1.
Oh, sure.
He's a 1 seed every year. Calipari has 1.
How about Boeheim? Does he only have 1 or 2?
Oh, he's only...
47 years or something?
Yeah. 1. Yeah. 1. He's only been to 2, I think. The year they got beat by Indiana and the year that they won it.
Okay. Think about that.
Calipari had... Look at... Sometime... go to a website and just click on how many current NBA players are from Kentucky under Calipari. Oh my God. You'll be stunned to think that he's won one national title.
Fair.
It's difficult, but if these other guys get blasted, Few deserves every single bit of it as well.
He has to. I know. It's an unbelievable story. I can't believe it. Little guy in Spokane, Washington, becoming the powerhouse of college basketball. But, I don't have a problem with last year. They were so damn good, but Baylor was the best team.
Yeah, Baylor was great.
They proved that. But this is just, come on. You're a 10-point favorite. Win the damn game.
Win the game.
And their lack of success is a one seed. The other thing, if you bet one seed's under that prop, I can't cash that ticket. We might only have one seed go to the Elite Eight. Think about that. Yeah. That was 1.5, that prop. The West Coast prop under, that cashed. Purdue has to win it all for the Big Ten to go over. UCLA has to go to the Final Four for the Pac-12 to go over now. Oh, some more tournament props.
And the ACC absolutely flew over.
Yes.
Their win total.
You're right. But that was right. Everything coming up roses for Coach K.
Well, I can't.
Gonzaga stubs their toe again. And I will say this, and I'm sorry for the tidal wave of negativity. Shame on the committee. That is not. See, when you do a bad job with the seeding, it doesn't affect that team. It affects everyone. Because now Houston is a 5 seed and they're favored against Villanova.
Yeah.
Okay? And Arizona didn't deserve to play Houston last night. Full marks to Sampson and his staff. But now you have Houston, a 5 seed, favored over Villanova. They can't seed.
Yeah. And again, newsflash, if they played 10 times, Houston's winning that game 7-8 times.
Probably.
No fluke whatsoever.
What a story, too.
And now we're seeing maybe the two best coaches in college basketball go at it in the game on Saturday with Kelvin Sampson, who's just, he's insane how good he is.
Yeah.
Again, lost two of their best players. Sasser is their best player. Lost them right away to begin the season. And look at what they're doing now. They're just mauling teams. And Jay Wright is as good as it gets.
Oh, he's awesome.
And I'm watching it last night again, some of the stuff they do on offense. The cuts, the angles they take, the screens, how they set up each other. Oh, it's a thing of beauty on offense. If they just had one or two other guys, because they're down to like six players right now, it's a blast to watch.
Mm-hmm.
The year they won it in 2018, I couldn't get my eyes off the screen. They were so good.
Yep. And how good is Musselman? Now, I know there were some off-the-court issues, but the Sacramento Kings fired that guy?
And it could be much better college and NBA coach.
I couldn't believe this. That was the first time they beat a one seed in the tournament? I guess maybe Nolan Richardson was always a one seed. That was surprising. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't believe that stat that they showed when the game was over.
You know, I did one bracket this year. One. I had Gonzaga losing last night in the bracket. The problem is, I had it to UConn.
Yeah.
If I had Arkansas winning that game instead, and if I think I had Arizona in the national title game. So if I didn't do those two things, I'd have a chance.
Who'd you have? St. Cloud State, Minnesota, Duluth. Who'd you have there? You have North Dakota going out?
I had whoever Randy McKay said to bet last night. Yeah.
There you go. Right. 2-0. Yeah. There you go. Good answer.
But as the old cliche goes, Paulie, if my aunt had a set of onions, she'd be my uncle. So there you go. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at betrivers.com. The madness does not disappoint, though. Like, I can't get over how good that Duke-Texas Tech game was last night. That was awesome for a good two hours and 15 minutes, whatever it was. Duke could not miss.
Nope.
What did I see today?
That's a tough beat, my friend. That's 89 points in the second half.
Oh, yeah?
That's a tough one.
That was a lower-scoring game in the first half. Yeah. I don't think did they not miss a field goal in the final 9 minutes?
God.
Everything was going down, and their talent took over. What else happened last night from a betting perspective? Find out coming up here in Win Some, Lose Some next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast, wherever you get your podcast.
So here's the text that I got last night. Yep. In fact, it was 4:12 p.m. Pacific time. So the game just tipped off. It was Gonzaga 5, Arkansas nothing. And it's my brother, and he's like us. He wants Gonzaga to win a national title at some point, right?
Sure, love to see it.
It's simple. He goes, Zags by 20. 2 minutes into the game.
Yeah.
At that point, it's like, what? And I knew it too. And I told myself, I need to bet Arkansas right now in play, and I never did. And then as they're pulling away late, I'm like, why? It's every single time.
I think I saw plus 750 on the money line when they were, I think they were down 6.
Yeah, it sounds about
it
right.
Was, because, I don't know how high it got, but they were down 8, and I'm thinking, okay, Gonzaga can really open it up here. And it just couldn't make a shot, foul trouble, yep. 4 points the rest of the half. I mean, it's incredible with this team. Like when they go out, like, the whole team shuts down and no one can make a shot.
Uh-huh.
No one could help out Timmy. And a great job by Musselman, too.
Well, the defense for Arkansas last night.
Oh, sure.
Tony was out of his mind last night.
Absolutely. But, yeah, the do's and don'ts and the drives you nuts. The looking good text. Or, great call. This game's over. Congratulations. You can cash that ticket.
It's
over and over again. I saw someone did that to Kelly in Vegas. She was out here. Like, 10 minutes left in the game. He goes, looking good. Guy says, looking good with Texas. He goes, what are you talking about?
Against Purdue?
He goes, well, they were down big, and now it's tight, and every call's going against them.
Oh.
Goes, get out of here.
No, that's like right away in a game, if you get tweets or if you get texts and people are saying, hey, good call, it's like, I'm going to block you.
Yeah.
You never do that.
They did that to Mike Palm a couple years ago. You got a game under. It's like 1-1 in the seventh inning. Hey, nice call on this under.
Oh, yeah, beautiful,
grand
huh?
Grand slam.
Yeah. Have you never paid attention to sports before?
Yeah.
You got that before from
Steve Sear.
That
pimple. Yeah. I had that future ticket on the Bucks that year, 100-1.
Yeah.
It was the Eastern Conference Finals. They're up 10 in game 6 on the road. Hey, looking. I never really talked to the guy. Sends me a text, looking good with the Bucks. I'm sitting next to Palm. I go, let's go to Andiamo, get something to eat. Like a 25-2 run by the Raptors.
That's a bit strong, though. He's a good guy. I like Steve. Pimple.
Keep your mouth shut.
Where'd that come from?
Keep your mouth shut.
Right.
He's there. In the business, Mitch.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Well, that's what he does, though, right? He tries to mush people.
Rooting.
That's how he made a living for a long time, basically.
I'm rooting. I want losers, was the line.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we get North Carolina and UCLA tonight. And this matchup, I think, is absolutely fascinating. And ACC Pac-12 matchups, for what it's worth, 12-3-1 of the under since 2003. UCLA has some injury concerns tonight for the game, for sure. They're laying 2.5 points.
Yeah.
I'm holding North Carolina 32-1 to make the Final Four. So the only way I can look at this, for me personally, I hope North Carolina gets out to a lead. I come back with UCLA in game.
Well, how about the Hawkeyes thing now? I mean, this is huge. He's their second leading scorer and leading rebounder.
Yeah.
And he's got the bad ankle. Now, Cronin says if he can walk, he's playing. And he's had sprained ankles before, but he's going to be compromised. This is enormous here.
Mm-hmm.
If he's, I don't know, if it's 50, 60%, who knows?
For what it's
or,
worth.
Or if he goes out, if he tweaks it again and can't play. It's big.
Yep. For what it's worth, KenPom has this a five-point game. He has UCLA winning 75-70.
Wow. Again, what team am I going to get? I mean, along the way, they got off to the hot start. They deal with some injuries. They were pathetic in the first half against Akron. They were unbelievable and blitzed St. Mary's. So what team am I getting? Plus, I mean, you know, we talk about Providence. To start out the tournament, who was better than Carolina? They blow out Marquette by 30. Game was over 5 minutes in. They're up 25 on a one seed with 10 minutes left.
I look at that comeback by Baylor, and I kind of throw that out the window as a fluke.
More officiating and, yeah.
Manic got tossed.
Yeah,
that's
right,
fluky.
Right, true.
They lost another player, and then this is the bad part of it is they look like they had never seen a full court press in their entire lives.
Yes.
And it was terrible. But also, again, that for the third time, that Baylor, that turned into a football game. And that's the thing is that, again, with these Big 12 teams and how they're going to like officiate the contests, Baylor, they were called for a bunch of ticky-tack calls right away to actually get North Carolina in the bonus. And then it totally flipped when they were making their comeback and the refs let them get away with murder.
Yeah.
So all things considered, and predicting how the refs are going to call a game, it's impossible. So you kind of got to see it unfold with your own eyes.
I like the big game experience, though, too. That should help out UCLA and what happened last year in the run of the Final Four. I think that's big, too. All these guys have been there. And
Cronin's a hell of a coach.
Yes, he is. I know he had problems at Cincinnati. I mean, a lot of times he came in with a great seed and couldn't get it done.
Yeah, true.
But the problem there was great defense, couldn't score, couldn't trust the offense. Well, here he's got enough guys that can score, and it's a balanced attack.
Yeah, and their overall metrics have been very high all year long. And again, they're like top 10 offense and defense that per KenPom's numbers, and those are traits of an eventual national title team. When you're top 20 both in KenPom's numbers, that can get it done. Look, I'm not going to be surprised if we get North Carolina and Duke in the Final Four.
Show us your tickets, too. Tweet us your tickets or email us. I mean, there was 125-1, 96-1. Our guy got 96-1 while the Baylor game was going on.
That was last Saturday.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Some spots,
big Carolina tickets here. I mean, let's see them.
I don't think it was out here in Las Vegas, but I believe some books across the country had North Carolina 124, like you said, 125-1.
Yep.
So out here, the highest was not. And during that game, they came all the way down to 12-1 to win because that's how good they looked. So, and then the other contest, you have Iowa State against Miami. This number's now up to 2.5. I thought the number was going to open 3 Miami. It didn't. It opened Iowa State 1. So I got in the Hurricanes right away in this game. At this point, I would not lay 2.5 with Miami.
Why not?
Why?
Yeah.
Because the best number's gone. And you don't want, you put it this way, when you had a chance to grab one, and that vanished quickly. So if you didn't, maybe a pick or maybe minus one. If this game lands 1 or 2 tonight and you lay 2.5, then that can absolutely happen.
Yeah.
Then it's a bad job by the better.
Yeah.
That's why I would not do it.
It's also a great coaching job by both guys here. And we know Larrañaga's phenomenal. But to come off Iowa State to win 2 games last year. Now, I can point out that they had a great draw. I know you had to play Wisconsin and Milwaukee, but my God, with the injury early on, and they couldn't make a 3-1 of 18. So I would I bet Miami in this game. I think they're going to win. But the other thing,
so
you asked me yesterday about, do you fade Arkansas on all the issues with the SEC? Didn't work out. And here the ACC's on a great run. So what do you want to do with Miami and North Carolina? You can look at that too. But this is a tough, this could be a rock fight. This really could be an ugly game too.
Well, if Iowa State gets their way and it's in the 50s, I mean, sure. They could win it like 53-51.
Yep. Largest lead, 13 in this one. First made basket, 2-point shot, minus 285. Largest lead in the Kansas game is 15. St. Peter's, Purdue, 17.5. UCLA, North Carolina, 13.5.
13.5.
I think all the unders cashed last night, and the combined three-point makes the under went 3-1 in the 4 games last night.
Well, what do you think the total is if we get Houston, Iowa State in the Final Four?
Oh, mama.
Is it short of 120? I would think that I don't think it touches 120.
To be, yeah.
Yeah. And that game is possible. That could happen. By the way, other numbers here between these two teams that you can get in Point Spread Weekly, vsin.com/subscribe. ACC favorites of 5 points or fewer, 24-45-1 ATS since 1998. That goes against Miami. ACC teams playing as double-digit seeds, are 14-6-1 ATS. That's in favor of Miami. Big 12 dogs of 2.5 points or more are 15-59 straight up and 31-42-1 ATS since 1998. Another one in favor of Miami. Some of these will be conflicting trends, obviously. And in games where both teams are seeded 5 or lower, the lower-seeded team is 11-5 straight up and ATS since 2001. That goes for Iowa State. Again, trends do not pay the rent.
Uh-huh.
Just pointing out like historically how these games have gone.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Right.
And I do give the edge to Larrañaga.
You have to.
He's awesome.
Right. Another one that got away from UNLV. My God. Another thing, do I recall?
Oh, with TJ?
I recall. It's coming back to me now. Remember, Sear, we said, we're very popular now. We're on TV all over the country. Don't swear. And he cursed. That guy, he's like, come on.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you can't have him on the show anymore.
That gave me a bad.
Specifically told him.
Come on, Steve.
You got to watch it here.
With his daughter in the room, there was an off-color comment remark as well.
Yeah.
Come on. There it was. Okay.
That's
fair enough. Okay. Little. But that's still, Rick Esposito did that to me too. The machine. I had a future ticket on Kansas.
Oh, can you
remember
believe
that
the
one?
Pizza?
I'm up 5 with 3 minutes.
Oh,
looking good.
I was right there with you.
Yeah. I go, I can't believe I lost my mind.
He did it in person.
Michigan State game.
Yes.
I have a huge ticket on Kansas on the future. They're up 5 with 3 minutes. What was his name? Collins? Who was the guard? And the big guy down low?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think they scored 2 points the rest of the game.
Of course.
I mean, come on.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers for full offer details and rules. We will recap the Sweet 16 action from last night, discuss Saturday's Elite 8 point spreads and trends coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Yeah.
The Sports Betting Network.
Time for the GOAT, Jeff Siegel, his picks. Horse racing expert, express bet analyst, both from Santa Anita. In race two, he likes the 6, 8-1 on the morning line. And in race 8, he likes the 6, Song of Fire on top at 7-5. You can bet these races and more using First Bet, the preferred horse betting app of VSiN. And our friends at First Bet are putting VSiN fans on free money alert this week. Sign up for a First Bet account using promo Vegas25. That's the code, Vegas25, and get $25 instantly. Use it to bet this weekend's first Saturday mega racing cards at Gulfstream in Santa Anita. VSiN.com/horses. Good luck, everyone. Good luck, Jeff.
All right, Paul. Good question on Twitter from Todd.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur?
Concur with
what, sir?
Do you concur?
Up that open.
All right, little do you concur action here.
Been too long.
The number one seed going down early in college football is much more satisfying than when it happens in college basketball. Do you concur?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you concur?
Well, it doesn't happen in college football.
No, never.
We get blowouts, and the shock usually prevails, right?
Right.
But in college basketball, it happens too much. Unless I love the term. This is great, but this is, you know, I've been a little negative today. But this is just it's getting frustrating.
Oh, you're calling it like you see it.
Frustrating, and I'm also I want to see Gonzaga win a title. What they've done, Gonzaga's a little bit like Metallica. The mainstream went to Gonzaga. ESPN and all the money went to Gonzaga. Metallica became the biggest band in the world without MTV, music videos, or any radio airplay. It was all underground and word of mouth. And with Gonzaga, it was like, okay, well, you're a 12 seed, you win a couple games, and then the impossible happened. In that league, in a city with only 200,000 people, they became the darlings and NBA players and one seeds every year and two seeds and always on ESPN and getting all the mega non-conference games as well.
Yeah.
But it's just they stubbed their toe. Last year I could accept. It was okay. Baylor was a hell of a team. They were probably going to come in undefeated, too, if they didn't have the COVID issues.
Baylor, don't laugh. Baylor is probably the best Big 12 team ever. Better than any of those Kansas teams. That's how good they were a season ago. No joke. I mean, that team was absolutely loaded. And by the way, Gonzaga also, they pull in players from across the world every single year. And then they're bringing in guys like Suggs and Holmgren. I'm not so sure. Holmgren, number one overall in the draft? You want to take on that project?
I know.
I mean, he's
you're going to have to change his body, which I think will be a problem.
And that's going to be how long? How long is that going to take?
I don't know.
A couple, 2-3 years?
It depends. DeChambeau or Sean Bradley? I mean, everyone's different. I lost 75 pounds in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, some guys can't put it on. Some guys can't take it off. I don't know.
Could take a while with him.
Sure, yeah.
And I would not, I think it was Mike Adams who said this on Twitter last night. Very good follow. He's like, might be awesome. I'll let another team take that risk.
Oh, interesting.
That's the way I would look at it as well.
Yeah, I just gave up last night.
Okay.
It's never going to happen for him.
That's the next question here.
It's not going to happen.
If Gonzaga did not win it in 2019, loaded, Rui Hachimura's team, but they didn't win it last year, and obviously not going to win it this year, they're never going to win it.
Yep. You concur. I do. So many good teams and NBA talent, and it's just, I can't make a shot. Silly turnovers. The officials don't help them out. I still can't believe what they did to them in the Carolina title game with the stuff on Zach Collins. You know, they probably lose anyways last night, but the fourth and fifth foul on Chet were ridiculous. Let them play. Get out of the way. I love Chris Russo. That's the number one rule he always says about an official. And a big get out of the way. We don't care about you.
Agreed.
And it just, it comes, it just.
I would say this. Maybe they win the national title down the road. Maybe they do. I'm never going to pick them. And I did not pick. I had them getting bounced last night in my, and I did one bracket.
Yeah.
It wasn't to Arkansas. It was to UConn. I will never pick Gonzaga to win it when I do a bracket again. I will never bet a Gonzaga future. Unless the number, like at 5, 6, 7 to 1, there's absolutely no chance I'm betting the team to win the national title. They need to win the national title for me to believe it. Put it that way.
Okay.
After last season, I can't trust him anymore.
Would you give up on a movie and or TV show if there was something that was inaccurate or something that was way off and you would just say, even though it's off to a good start, but after that scene or how they portray this person, I can't do it. Whether it's Field of Dreams with Shoeless Joe Jackson or even, and I started Winning Time, and I'd love to talk to Jeannie Buss because a portrayal of her father and Jeannie, the gal who plays Jeannie Buss in there, it's well done, off to a good start. The book is amazing and incredible by Jeff Pearlman, Showtime. But there are so many people who know him and covered him that are just ticked off with what Adam McKay did and how they portray Jerry West.
Interesting.
And
okay.
I'm two episodes in. Well, for, you know, debate about what was his temper like, breaking golf clubs, like to have a cocktail. But it's completely erroneous that he took his MVP award and didn't want to draft Magic Johnson. And when they did, he threw it through the window. He didn't have a window in his office. Didn't exist. He threw it right through. I mean, stuff like that, would it bother you that much to say, okay, I can't do it? But there are some people just say, what in the world did Jerry West do to Adam McKay to come in and do this and just how he portrays Jerry West in the HBO Winning Time special?
Okay, so what am I concurring with? That was a really long question.
So the Jerry West or any part of it, like with
I tap out, do I concur? I tap out of inaccurate shows.
If there's a part, right, even if it's good or off to a good start, if you just say, I know for 100, I know 1,000%.
Absolutely, okay. That would bother me, yes. Yeah. I would totally concur with that, yeah.
Okay.
But is that not true about Jerry West? I've not watched the show, so I have no idea.
Everyone says it's hard to believe.
Okay.
So there's no way Jerry West acted like that.
Okay, fair enough then. If it's that bad and that
he comes off
then,
as a raving, ranting. Now, I know he was miserable and the losses stuck with him.
Right.
That he couldn't take it, always losing to the Celtics. And he had problems watching the games. He got no joy out of it. He was always pacing. He couldn't do it.
Right.
But I'm breaking golf clubs and screaming matches and throwing stuff. And people say, no way. That is no way that's Jerry West.
Okay, so when like movies, when the director of the movie takes his own, takes
yes, liberties,
the
whatever.
Liberties with the show, and you're like, wait a second here, there's not, that did not happen. And that can,
okay,
that can be bothersome.
Got there.
I do know a lot of people who lived through the Charles Manson murders. They really appreciated what Tarantino did with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Because they lived through that, and they knew how bad that was. I'm blanking on her name. Sharon Tate?
Yes.
They knew how bad it was for her, and what people went through during that time. And when they watched that movie, they're like, they really found, they, I don't know if they found some peace with it, or they were like, oh my God, thank you so much, Quentin, to actually give me that in my brain so I have that now moving forward.
Okay, I see both sides of that. I was a little disappointed. I know it's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it's Tarantino's, but that was, right. I wasn't expecting that.
All right, cashing a ticket on college hockey is the same exact feeling as winning a bet on the NFL. Do you concur?
Oh, absolutely. Money spends the same. Ticket cash is the same.
100%.
Money's my absolute, yeah, sure.
I don't care what it is.
It goes for this network, too. I don't care who you have on. If they give out winners, I don't care what sport it is.
Sure.
That's a great thing about Nigel, whatever. Oh, NFL's king. But if someone's 11-0, I don't care if it's table tennis.
I don't care if it's boxing. I don't care if it's soccer. You name the sport. Cricket, whatever.
Absolutely.
I don't care. Darts?
Absolutely.
I'll take winners.
Yes.
And then, so we got, this is maybe not a do you concur, but how do you personally bet? Because this is a tweet that we got from Todd on Twitter. Do you guys bet to risk or lay the juice on bets above -110? He's a bet to risk player at anything -115 or above. How do you approach the bet to risk or bet to win? Meaning,
well, there's two questions there. Right?
Like, let's say that you bet a nickel on a game, right? So you're betting $5.50 with a $1.10 juice to win $500 every single time. What about when the game goes to $1.20 or $1.25? Do you bet to win $500 and lay the juice, or do you still stick at $5.50 with the same exact unit size every single time?
No, that's also a Mike Palm discussion too. I used to always get off. I go, Mike, the play should be the same. 1 unit, 3 unit, 5 unit. I didn't agree with that. But this is a discussion we had in the summer. Didn't you lay a ridiculous price on Ohtani? I mean, I don't have a problem. I've laid big numbers before. I mean, if there's a mistake and you think you have an edge.
Right, but I think, like, let's say,
I go up. I don't have, like, to risk 440 all the way across the board like some people do.
Because here,
I don't know. You step it up sometimes.
Here would be my example of, again, using 550 to win 500 just for the purposes of this. If that's your normal bet, well, let's say you like a game that's -160. Are you going to then step up and lay 800 to win 500? Or are you going to, like, maybe lay 480 to win 300, and that'd be like 60% of a unit that you would win? Me personally, I would lay 480 to win 300, not 800 to win 500. I don't want to go that far and above. But I think everybody's a little bit different. And also, I think apps and online have changed things, because years ago, like, just betting in person at sports books, I don't want loose change. I'm not going to bet $100 to win $90.90. I don't want the loose change. I want even money. So I would always then bet to win at a sports book, always, no matter what. So I don't want ones flying around, and I don't want to have to worry about dollars and pennies and nickels in my pocket. I don't want that crap.
Right. Well, we saw a couple of those tickets too with people who had Kentucky Moneyline. I think it was 4,500 to win 500
sure,
or whatever
yeah.
it was, and that
right.
saw those tickets too.
Yeah.
I think I've laid 4,000 before, 5,000.
Have you?
There was an NFL game in play. They were it was tied with less than a minute, and they were in the red zone with a great kicker. He's not gonna Only thing to do is they fumble they botch the knee, taking a knee, or the guy's not going to miss the field goal.
Yep. When I laid Ohtani -1,000 last year,
yes.
that was not a typical unit size for me. I went above and beyond.
I'll give you another example. I found the Bucks -350 to win the division.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
That's crazy.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. NBA coming up. Home teams in this series have covered 12 of the last 14, and every team to win this division has made the championship round since 2015.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. You're home for live. In-play betting just got better. Introducing PointsBet, new feature. Live college basketball same-game parlays for the first time ever. Build the perfect live same-game parlay only with PointsBet. Combine your favorite bets anytime during the game, and you can boost your live same-game parlay. Watch live, parlay live, boost live with PointsBet. Sign up with the fastest book. It's easy, and you can start living your bet life in seconds. The new code for new customers is VSIN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Once the game starts, just don't bet. Live your bet life with PointsBet. Gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Must be 21. 800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling. Shame on you, Mitch. That's Inarutu as well, the director of Birdman. Keaton was great. The guy also did the Revenant.
He turns into a bird eventually.
But that's not bad. You pooed the movie.
You're so far off the movie, it's not even funny. It's a terrible movie.
I have good taste. And I brought it home.
No, you don't.
Now, J.K. Simmons, too. J.K. Simmons, also in Whiplash. I forgot his name.
Right.
Drawing dead this early in the morning.
The guy who did Boyhood, put that guy, that was over 12 years. Okay.
Thoughts on Birdman. Let's see what the people think.
Yeah.
Okay. Calm down, Star Wars. See what the people think about Birdman. Great director and a good performance.
I don't care. The movie was terrible.
Bruce here. Bruce Marshall joins us now, editor of the Gold Sheet, of Bruce A. Marshall on Twitter. We'll get to the hoops in a second, Bruce. What happened to Italy? Brucey, Macedonia, 17-1. Italy's out.
You know, Paulie, Italy had recently gone about 2.5 years. I think it was 38 straight games without a loss until they lost to Spain in the Nations Cup last October. This is stunning. I mean, it was less than a year ago they won the Euros. And for Italy, I mean, this is now two World Cups in a row that Italy has missed. So I wonder what the fallout is going to be. Right at the top, they don't seem to believe Roberto Mancini is in trouble, the manager. I mean, he was a national hero there last summer. But when you lose a World Cup bid, I mean, knowing from what's happened in the past, listen, the Italian fans Italy lost a match to North Korea in 1966, came home pelted by rotten fruit when they arrived back in Rome. So the fans don't take that very well. So I'm stunned by this, and we shall see what goes on. But North Macedonia now has a chance to do it again. They play Portugal next week, and the winner will advance to the World Cup.
17-1 in the money line.
Oh, my God. And the shots and the
and
stats.
Now knocked out.
Yep. Yep, that's right. All right, you've been red hot, my friend. Great call on Miami against USC. What do you think of Miami and Iowa State?
I'm going to keep riding Miami here. Iowa State, this is a great story with Otzelberger, but this is as far as it gets with them. I think we saw, the Wisconsin game and the LSU game last week, both those teams had some flaws. Iowa State wasn't scoring a lot of points. Tyrese Hunter, this is sort of the key for them. He had 23 against LSU, then he had only 6 against Wisconsin. He blows so hot and cold. Listen, Miami, this isn't what we talked about last week. This is an old team, and you have 5th, 6th-year players there like Charlie Moore. Different guys have stepped up all year for Miami, and we saw it last week, the SC game. We mentioned that the way we thought they beat SC. I didn't think they could beat SC making 1 3-pointer, but they still did, and Wong had fouled out, and they still won. Wong is a special player. McJuicy stepped up more. That's the nice thing about Larrañaga's team. Different guys have stepped up, and, I mean, they're sort of a small ball team, but that works this year. Miami wins and advances.
Okay. I'm super intrigued, Bruce, for many reasons. North Carolina and UCLA tonight. Do you think this hot run continues for the Tar Heels? Do you like them plus the points? And maybe do you like them to win the game outright?
Yes and yes. Now, the first things first here. Jaquez is apparently going to give it a go tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But we will see how effective he's going to be. And that's very important. He's going to have to be the guy that Mick uses on Manic. I think Hubert has really done a good job this season once he figured out how to use Manic. You know, early in the season when Dawson Garcia was still there before he left the team for the family stuff, they were struggling some, and Hubert wasn't sure really how to use Manic. And with Garcia and Baycott, this team slowed down some. Since then, he's figured out how to use Manic. Use him as a stretch four. And that has opened the floor more for these guards, Davis and Love, who all of a sudden are starting to play. They were very highly recruited and ballyhooed when they came in last year. It takes a little while, you know, to get this stuff together and for them to become Carolina guards. They are that way now. Baycott is sort of a poor man's Oscar Tshiebwe down on the blocks, but he is very effective in what he does. I will maintain right now that Manic and Jalen Williams from Arkansas are the two most valuable players in the country. I know everybody's talking about Banchero after last night and Ivy from Purdue. Manic right now might be as valuable as any player in the country. I'm not sure UCLA can deal with him, and I think Hubert wins this game and moves on to the Elite Eight.
Now, that is strong.
That is excellent. Now, I agree with Holloway that all the pressure's on Purdue. Certainly no St. Peter's playing with house money. What do you think of this big spread here, and if St. Peter's can keep it close and shock the world again?
Well, I agree with that, too. And the pressure is on Purdue, and I think Purdue is going to win, I think. I'm not sure about laying the 16. We leaned that way a little bit. Laying that 12, I'm sorry. We picked them to win by 16. I mean, Purdue's got to feel like Gulliver in the land of Lilliputians here. I mean, having such a size edge, I would think, down on the blocks – has really got to work in Purdue's advantage. And teams sometimes have been able to run on Purdue this year because those two big guys with Edie and Williams are kind of slow to get back sometimes, but that's not what St. Peter's does. They're very disciplined, very disciplined. But I'm just not sure they can beat Purdue in a half-court game. They executed like crazy last weekend, and good for them, but this is just a little too much. So I think Purdue advances. I'd love to see St. Peter's do it. And yes, Holloway's going to be going to Seton Hall as soon as St. Peter's is out.
Yep. Okay. One more one seed here. And then we got one left. And I love this Providence team with this us against the world. No one's giving us a chance. Everyone thinks we stink. What do you think of Kansas and Providence?
Providence is going to win this game just the way Arkansas won last night. I think they were so impressive last weekend and sort of under the radar a bit. They took apart two very, very dangerous offensive teams. That was the best three-point shooting team in the country in South Dakota State. They couldn't. They ran them off the perimeter last week. It was masterful what Ed Cooley did. And then Richmond, they just destroyed. They balanced the floor because they have a legit post threat in Watson. He really opens up the rest of the floor. And Hortzler is interesting. I mean, he's sort of like a poor man's Manic sort of. I mean, he's a good stretch four. And those guards are clutch. I mean, they stepped up. Durham stepped up. Bynum made big shots. And this team won a lot of close games this season. You're right. I mean, they're disrespected. I think they're going to win. I think Kansas is a little vulnerable. I don't quite trust Remy Martin. He's been a little bit up and down. He was hurt some this year. I would rather have I think Providence is going to win. Wow. And that'll set up Larinaga against his alma mater on Sunday. How about that?
What that'll do for the futures market?
Oh my goodness.
If that would happen,
Yeah. Okay, then what about the games tomorrow that we have already set, Bruce? And it's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Bruce Marshall, our guest. Arkansas and Duke. Duke opened up around a 4-point favorite. Arkansas great last night in their win against Gonzaga. Who do you like there?
Arkansas. I think they're going to the Final Four. I think Muss figured this out about mid-January. He went a little bit bigger with his lineup. He put Umudi at the two, and he put Tony at the three, and left Note at the point. He brings Likes off the bench. That was good. Tony's defense was great last night.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
He was really, really good in that game. But it's Jalen Williams. I think he figured out how he is in the middle of every play. And they sort of put him at the high post, and they make him that allows his passing ability, which is so good for a big guy. He is everywhere. He's a double-double machine down the stretch here now. He did it again last night. And he is a very, very tough matchup. They can win games different ways. They've had games they've won where they haven't been able to make a three-pointer this year because they attack the rim. Here's the other thing. That game didn't get over last night, but I wouldn't be surprised if this one went over tomorrow because they get to the free throw line so much that stops, that extends the game and adds possessions. They were the leading free throw attempts and free throws made team this year. They're going to go right at Banchero and Duke's bigs. And Duke isn't all that big on the perimeter either. Arkansas is going to win this game, I'm telling you, and they're going to the Final Four.
Oh, my God.
It's a lot of upsets. And then we have like a minute left here. Are you going to go with a favorite in the other game? Do you like Houston, lane 2.5?
Yeah, I think so, Mitch, although it's, I've got a lay point here. I was hoping maybe it would be Pick'em or maybe Villanova favorite, but no such luck. But Houston has looked so good. This defense is taking everybody apart. Now, I would maybe look at the under here, too. This total isn't all that high, but Villanova's defense is pretty robust as well. But the way Houston is just taking these teams apart now, I mean, these are some good teams, and they're not taking a deep breath. I mean, they've won 6 in a row all by double digits. I think Kelvin gets back to the Final Four. Talk about underrated. You could see, Houston and Providence are both threats to get to the Final Four. Two teams kind of overlooked in that regard, but I think they're both legit.
Yep. Thanks, Bruce. You're the best. Good luck this weekend.
Have a good weekend, kids.
Thank you, sir.
Yep,
well done. Providence, Miami, Carolina, Arkansas, Houston. There you go.
Well, and not but I mean, he's making
win a game, yeah.
Providence to cover and win, Arkansas to cover and win, and North Carolina to cover and win tonight.
Let's say this happens tonight. When's the last time we could get a one seed to the Elite Eight?
Oh my God.
Think about that. That's got to be for
2014 Florida got in. That's a great question.
Oh, mama.
Up next, we'll recap last night's betting action, and Paulie is losing out on the battle of Birdman.
Oh, Birdman.
Getting eviscerated on this. Coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.